that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
All right, he's back, and he's badder than ever. Boy, it's been a long time since I've been on the shelf, Tarek, but I'm working out again, and you know what that means. It's time for NFL trainer Tarek Maddox. Tarek is the guy who trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller. He keeps me fit for life, helped me lose 40 pounds and put it back on with muscle. I look terrific, Tarek, and thank you so much. Welcome back. Let's talk today about the things that I got to look out for as I get back into the swing with my workout. Okay, Oscar. Tarek?
What's going on, Jim? Thanks for having me again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Sorry about the mix-up, but, you know, Oscar's still waiting on, you know, his no World Cup match on, so he can... Oh, all right, I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to, you know, Tarek, what's happening, bud?
Not much, Jim. What's going on?
All right, listen, you know that I've been on the shelf for 6 months now. I've been doing nothing but walking like a bear. I've been doing an hour and 15 minutes of walking, followed by 15 minutes of ice. On the weekends, I've been doing another half hour in the pool. But this week, we started to bring me back and started to do some, I'll call it, working out.
Definitely.
What's the most important thing I got to look for here, Tarek?
Jim, I got to tell you, man, you've been doing an awesome job, tremendous job at recovering yourself, taking it slow, and just being very smart with your approach. And right now, you just got to continue to take it slow as you continue to progress, which you've been doing. And I'm very proud of that, Jim, that you haven't gotten yourself hurt again.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I was all fired up. I got caffeinated. I did Gatorade. I was more wacky than I am on the radio show. And then I wanted to start working out. And thank God you were there. Because I went in there, I grabbed, went on the stability ball, I grabbed my weights, and I started to want to go crazy. And what did you say? You said, whoa, hold on.
That's right. Got to slow it down. Slow it down. You know, I mean, Jim, this is a fit for lifetime thing. You know, we're doing this for a lifetime. This is for the long haul, not for the short term. And you look wonderful. Your back is fine. You may not be 100%. But you feel very well, and I'm going to continue to help you, you know, progress the right way, Jim, you know. And right now I think you're back in the water, you're back moving, you're back walking, and just a slow approach, and your body is slowly recovering.
Now, you know, I got to just say it this way, and don't take it like I'm going to be in a Terminator movie, but I love the machines. Just love the machines. And, you know, I got on the machine. Thank you for, you know, balancing me and helping me. And the number one thing that you did was you made sure I went slow, and I got off the minute I started to take it and look at it like I was being powerful. You stopped me before I got hurt.
Exactly. The number one thing and key to do is to listen to your body.
You know, and when I listen to my body, it talks. You know, a lot of times it's aching. It's not feeling well. I get up in the morning. Hey, we all get up in the morning, and I got to just say it, go, ugh. And, you know, it takes me a good solid half hour to get enough liquids in me to get me out there outside working out. But then I get working out 5-10 minutes. I can't when I'm in the beginning. I really can't get rolling. But by the middle part, I just start to rock, and I get into it, and I start feeling great. And before I know it, I'm bringing that all out into the real world, into work. And that's part of what we work on.
Definitely, Jim. Your muscles are, you know, it's all neurological. Your muscles remember what you were doing a few months ago. They didn't forget. You just have to warm them back up, re-teach them again slowly, and your muscles will adapt as soon as you get back to moving. It won't take you as long as it did the first time to lose those 40 pounds, but now we're taking a different approach because you're coming back from some sort of injury. But you're looking great, and I'm very proud of you, Jim, and I just want you to continue to take it easy if I'm not there. But when I'm there, I'm going to make you do the things that you should be doing. So, you've been doing a great job.
Well, thank you so much. And, oh, for everybody out there who hears him spin out terms like neurological and stuff like that, the guy does have a degree in physiology, so it's not like he's just making this stuff up. Tarek has a good program. We've been following the program. The program keeps me strong, and that's the most important thing, Tarek, is that I need to stay strong. I need to rebuild my endurance, and still to right now, I still can't work a full day. And we're talking, you know, from, you know, I start at 6 and I end at 8, so I'm still not able to do that. Will I get back there, and how do I do it?
Oh, definitely, Jim. You'll definitely get back there. Just keep yourself moving. You know, get up every 30 minutes or so. Don't get too stiff throughout your day at home or at work. Just try not to sit down too long. You got to keep that blood flowing. You got to keep those muscles warm. and, you know, and just continue to do what you're doing in a slow approach, like I said earlier, but and you will continue to progress the right way without hurting yourself, without re-injuring yourself again.
No, no, listen, man, I really appreciate it. In fact, when you said that, I stood up because I was getting a case of radio tush here and I needed to stand up.
There you go.
Now, Tarek, if people want to find you, we've been talking about Twitter. We got to add Alex DC here. We got Sandy Caliente Queen or whatever it is that's saying. Sandy, what is it your thing is again?
Espresso CC.
Oh, you're just so hot with that coffee thing going.
Awesome.
Tat, how do we find you on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn? Where the heck are you, bud?
Yeah, it's all the same. My name is Tarek Maddox, spelled T-E-R-E-K. Last name Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X. Follow me at Tarek Maddox at Twitter. I'm on Instagram at Tarek Maddox, and you can also email me at Tarek Maddox.
That's right.
Yahoo.com.
That's right. And keep watching those feeds, because when Tarek and I walk out, we hit them hard. We hit them hard. Now, Tarek, we're going to get together Saturday. What are we going to do? One more small step towards getting back?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna. It's the next phase, the next step. Jim, you're slowly progressing, Jim, but the thing is you're moving forward. You're making progress. So that's the main thing. It's not how quick we do it. It's just how we do it.
Oh, Tarek, I love you. I'm going to see you Saturday at Tarek Maddox, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, the guys everywhere. He's got the social media thing going. I'm going to get you together with Alex DC. I think the both of you could use each other's services.
I sure could.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, I got something going on here, Tarek. Okay. Alex DC, he's the head of the Constant Contact thing. I'm going to put you two together. It's at Alex DC. Tweet him now, Tat. All right.
Okay. I'll do that. At Alex DC. Hey, one more thing. Frank Gore will be on the show, Jim. That's confirmed. So you guys be ready.
Oh, my gosh. Frank Gore, the man, the myth, my favorite ball player in the NFL. Hey, Tat, thanks for setting that up. Thanks for keeping me fit for life. And thanks for coming back on the show.
Of course, anytime. You guys have a great day.
No, you two hugs, and I'll see you on Saturday. Oscar, take us away!
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.